I'm with former Packers defensive tackle Grady Jackson. Grady, welcome back to Lambeau Field.
Well, it's a pleasure being back here.
You played 14 years of professional football, played for seven teams, one of them twice, the Falcons.
Right.
And you played for a team called the Florida Tuskers. Florida Tuskers, whoever they are.
Right.
Played 3 years in Green Bay. What are your memories of the years in Green Bay?
I got good memories. You know, when I first came, you know, the fans welcomed me here, come from Green Bay, and, you know, playing with Big Gilbert Brown, that was a, and Brett and all the other guys, you know, that was a enlightened time for me right there.
You have 35 and a half sacks as a defensive tackle. I'd have never guessed.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it with power or finesse?
Both, power and finesse.
Oh, really?
Power, finesse, quickness, and, you know, getting off the ball, making plays.
You, but your game was power. I mean, you were run stuff.
Run stuff, double teams, man, you know. Playing with Gilbert and a couple of guys like Russell Maryland, they taught me a whole lot. And, you know, that instilled in me, and, you know, I worked at it and got better.
What comes to mind when I say Brett Favre?
Good guy. Crazy. And he's a wild guy. You know, we had the same agent, and, you know, Brett just liked fishing and riding four-wheelers on the farm back in Mississippi.
Aaron Rodgers.
Good guy. I like Aaron. I call him Vacaville, a little small town in California. He's a great guy. I think, you know, Aaron stepped his game up a whole lot. He's the best quarterback to be in the NFL.
He was a rookie when you were in your last year with the Packers in 2005. Could you tell?
Couldn't tell then, but now you could tell, you know, Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback right now.
Packers fans.
Great. The best. You know, they stand behind you. They loyal fans.
And last question. What are you doing with your life after football? Tell us about what's going on now.
Well, I own a barbershop, and, you know, got 12 barbers in there and looking to expand, probably trying to get this big deal with the airport in Atlanta to open up a barbershop, and, you know, just working out, trying to get this weight off of me. So,
you've slimmed down?
Oh, yeah. I'm not the big guy no more.